Dawn, do you ever daydream about a different biological clock? I mean, it's the same thing, day in and day out with our circadian clocks. 24-hour cycle of light and dark. We sleep, we wake, we release hormones. Our body temperature changes.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty content.
But have you thought about all the options out there? Did you know there's a type of marine worm that, along with following a circadian clock, follows a lunar clock? Its spawning is influenced by the 30-day moon cycle.
I do know that bees have unusual biological clocks, too. They change their clocks depending on their job in the hive. Nurse bees forego their circadian cycle when they care for larvae night and day, while foragers follow regular circadian cycles. If the bees switch roles, the nurse-turned-forager will start following a circadian clock again, and the forager-turned-nurse will stop.
And then there are Mexican blind cavefish.
What about them?
Counterintuitively, from a molecular standpoint, their circadian clocks seem jammed in perpetual daylight.
That reminds me of Arctic reindeer. Since they live in perpetual daylight in summer and perpetual darkness in winter, they've lost their circadian rhythm.
There's also the 47-hour cycle of the Somalian cavefish. They haven't seen light in over a million years, so their clocks no longer respond to a 24-hour cycle. Scientists think they may be responding to cyclical changes in the caves.
Well, I guess there's a whole world of biological clocks out there that I hadn't explored. Yael, I'm going to make a bad pun now. Are you ready?
Oh, go for it, Don.
So many clocks, so little time.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.